This is Space Kate at the Evergreen Aviation Museum, and I am looking at the most enormous plane I have ever seen, in fact perhaps the most enormous plane that exists in the world, and I've got one of the museum docents here with me, Carter Boggs. This is the biggest plane, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. The largest wooden aircraft as a float airplane, originally designed to try to carry our troops over the U-boat threat in the North Atlantic. The engineering challenges were grossly underestimated by the Congress, designated $18 million for its development. It finally was completed in 1947. Of course, the war was over at that point in time. But this is Howard Hughes' monumental design and manufacturing ability that allowed this airplane to be constructed. It's 320 feet from wingtip to wingtip and 220 feet from nose to tail. Had a useful payload of about 130,000 pounds and totally weighed in excess of 400,000 pounds. The tail plane at the rear of the airplane is wider than the wingspan of the B-17, to give you an idea of its dimensions.
It really is quite an incredible beast, but it only ever flew once, is that right?
Yes, by the time it was completed, the war was over. It was a demonstration model, a proof of concept idea, which had recordings, pressure monitoring systems, and this sort of thing. A number of the features now found on modern jets were developed with this airplane.
And how on earth did it get here? How did it find its home in the Evergreen Museum?
It was on show after Howard Hughes died in Southern California, and through transferred from one corporation to another. Finally, they decided that its bottom line was not paying for costs and upkeep. They were going to cut it up, 13 pieces. One was to be a part of a bowling alley. Michael King Smith, representing Evergreen Aviation, went down to talk to them, told them that they would provide a temperature-controlled, humidity-modified or monitored environment for the whole airplane. So as the story goes, that was sold to Evergreen for $1. Of course, that did not include the reverse engineering, putting it on a barge, bringing it up 800 miles up the coast, one way and another winding up in McMinnville, Oregon, where it was reassembled and stands as a model of Howard Hughes's design and development expertise.